everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded, but yet somehow still live from the lair. I have received a bunch of requests for me to make this particular video. Now, when I say a bunch of requests, somewhere between 60 and 90 requests for this particular video over the past 20 years. We've been doing this since 2008, so technically it's 18, 19 years, but I'm rounding up.
I may not have a 9,000 IQ, ladies and gentlemen, but I have stronger dad.
We have a failure to launch thing going on, and a lot of men out there are just not motivated, or some other obstacle is in their way, mainly your own thinking meat and your confidence. I've received so many emails about this. This is crazy. There's guys out there who pissed away their entire 20s and half of their 30s and then wake up and go, oh my God, I wasted so much time. Yeah, you did. That's the bad news. The good news is this, you're not dead yet. So if you still have breath in your lungs, and you have the ability to drive on and the willpower to do so, that's a good thing.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description or scan the QR code on the screen and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
History is littered with men who were lost in the sauce for their 20s, 30s, 40s, and then, you know, pull something out of their ass, or fate, or divine intervention steps in, and they become, you know, very productive individuals, heroes, what have you. Now, I'm just telling you the way it is. There's plenty of historic examples out there for this. Now you guys are like, Pop, how does this have anything to do with the regret of wasted time?
Better get comfortable. We've got a life sentence, so we're gonna be here for a life.
Now this is gonna be slightly different than the briefing on regret for major muscle movements that happened in the past. It's very similar to this one. There's just a few extra steps, but that's another video. All right, number one here. First of all, you have to understand the universe doesn't do anything by accident. You are where you are mainly because the universe, you know, wants it to play out that way. I myself have noticed the same things. There's a reason why a former commander of mine, you know, committed suicide in the exact same fashion and manner I was planning to do it. And basically beat me to it by, you know, 2 to 4 days. I was that close. There's a reason why, you know, I got ass raped and divorced and had to go through all of that craziness and heart pain.
Nerd.
But it allowed me to do what I'm doing now. There would be, you know, 592 men in the graves. Actually, 4 of them are women, but, you know.
This is the scariest place we've ever been to.
It's just a fashion show full of pretty girls.
That's terrifying.
So you have to understand the universe does things for a reason. What that is, I have no idea, but you just have to understand that. It sounds kind of metaphysical, and it kind of is. And I don't want to sound like a flake here, but it's the truth. Now, number one here, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. When is the last time you saw anyone get a trophy at a race for having an outstanding start? Never. They might get a participation trophy in today's age, but nobody cares how you start the race. They only care about how you finish. Number two, hard to drive forward when you're staring in the rearview mirror. If you do this, you are going to train wreck what's left of your forward momentum. You'll wind up in a ditch, hitting a tree, flipping, catching on fire, all of which are very bad. You have to be conscious of the fact that you're living your life looking in the rear view mirror. It's not a good thing. Try it. Try driving your, you know, $20,000, $30,000 car without looking through the front window.
Do you want to fly this ship?
Yes.
Well, too bad.
Number three, you are caught in a permanent regret wheelie. Now, you can go on YouTube and you can watch people drive around in wheelies and what have you. And if they stay on the rear tire long enough, they are going to crash. It is what it is. A vehicle's designed to be balanced, not to drive on one wheel. It's not a unicycle, and that motorcycle will cause you to have an argument with physics if you operate it incorrectly, just like your life. Number four, perhaps you sat around for so long because the universe had to put lessons in your path first.
Go ahead and say it.
I don't want to.
Just say it.
Nope.
Maybe you had to take a few extra beatdowns, see some horrible shit, lose a fortune. Parents and friends pass away. Lessons are usually not pleasant, especially when the universe teaches them to you. That could be one of the reasons you took so long to get off your ass. I'm not judging you. It is what it is. I got it. Number five, perhaps you just weren't ready. You were not prepared. You needed some more time to cook. Maybe you needed to see other people make some mistakes so you could learn from theirs. So you can move forward. Number six, and this one's gonna piss some people off. Perhaps you had to set the example of what not to fucking do.
I'm fine. When did we let the dinosaur in here?
Maybe when you're 35 and your 20-year-old nephew looks up and goes, man, he hasn't done anything with his life. I am not gonna be that guy. Maybe you had to be the example for a little while. I'm just spitballing here. Number seven, you just had to get your ass kicked. I know I did. When I was a young man, I got the living shit kicked out of me by life.
This is not the answer I was looking for.
And I would dare say it also happened in, you know, my 30s when I got divorced. And later on after I lost my kids, I got my absolute ass kicked. There's no way around that. I took a massive L. Massive.
Phrasing, boom, nailed it.
I'm trying to tell you how to deal with the regret of wasted time. I know some of you guys are like, oh my God, what an asshole. Listen, it is what it is. Pop, how do I mitigate these regrets? How to recover from this? Well, there's some steps here. Number one, you need to realize what you're doing. Listen, I've had that epiphany where you walk in the mirror and you go, oh man, I do not like what I'm seeing. I do not like the path that I'm taking or what's happening. I need to change it. That's the first step, is you have to admit, you know, hey, I fucked up. I burned through a lot of time. Now I need to take some steps to fix it. Next, you have to acknowledge balance. You have to acknowledge the fact that to have a productive life, you need to have some balance. So if you're weighted down with regret from the past, you need to add stuff to weigh you back down and balance you out now. And that's what you're going to have to figure out, all right? Next, take those steps to make that balance. For instance, okay, say you're 35 and you haven't done anything except play Xbox, eat pizza, work a part-time job, and become a almost type 2 diabetic because you're fat.
So are we supposed to stay here or move?
You can change your diet. You can start to exercise. You can dump some of that fat. You can go to school, learn a trade, or go to college, which I don't recommend today. But hey, this is your life. You need to come up with an action plan to put in the basket to bring balance back. So guess what? Life looks a whole lot different. When you're up on that motorcycle, you know, of regret, and you really can't see what's going on in front of you, you bring some balance, guess what happens? You get to see the road. Then you can adjust to cars and obstacles so you don't fucking die.
Would you do it for a Scooby snack?
No.
Because guess what? A lot of guys who live in regret like this self-delete because they think they're more susceptible to the helplessness and the hopelessness arguments that people will throw in your path just to fuck you up. And a lot of guys do that just for fun. Those guys are dicks. Don't let them drive you to the grave. And last but not least, you need to forgive yourself. Listen, you just got to admit it. I fucked up. I burned through a whole bunch of time. And now I have to make up for lost time. And you have to forgive yourself and mean it. Because if you don't, you're still going to have this boatload of regret. It's hard to get rid of without forgiveness. It truly is. All right, now that, listen. You can fill this up with accomplishments. Excellence. You know, say you're 35, you don't have any kids, but you have nieces and nephews. You could be the best goddamn uncle to them that history has ever seen. You can go to school and figure out how to help some people. Write a goddamn book. Open a business. Stack some accomplishments that will balance out the regret. Because regret doesn't take anyone anywhere good except to the grave. And let me tell you, you don't want to go to the grave with a whole bunch of regrets in your back pocket. That sounds like a very, very miserable way to go.
When I was 10 years old, I got stuck in a baby swing. You weren't 10. Fine, it was last year.
When you finally leave this earth, you should slide into your 6-foot deep down hole screaming, "What a ride!" without any regrets to hold you back. So what? You wasted some time. I got it. It happens. Nobody's perfect. I've wasted a lot of time myself. I'm retired now. You know, I live in pain, but I still try to figure out how to do something productive with the limited time that I have. All right, gentlemen, that is my motivational speech today about regret of wasted time. We've all been there, but there are ways to get out of it. You just have to forgive yourself, admit that you're wasting time, and come up with a goddamn action plan. Sounds easy, because it is. You just got to have the motivation to do it. And I hope you all get that epiphany. You guys take it easy.
From the echo chambers where no one dares to speak, I bring my comedy to break the bleak. Booze-fueled bits to expose the weak. Leftist babies crying.